91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to Jangle Heaven. I'm your host, DJ Jack. And you just heard Babies by Pulp off His and Hers. Wanted to play that because of the recent news about their bassist, Steve Mackey, passing away recently at the age of 56, which is really too bad. They were uniting for a tour this year, but I don't think he was supposed to play with them anyway. But yeah, I mean, really left behind a legacy of great bass playing on some of these later Pulp albums. Pulp was around for a long time. They actually formed in the late 70s, I think. I've played one of their very early songs on the show before. That's My Lighthouse from their first album. But this was, you know, right after they, or right before they got really popular, I guess. Babies is one of their better known singles. But, you know, perfect for the show. Very jingly guitar. And I also love the bass line on that song. It's very bouncy. So Steve Mackey of Pulp. But moving on, I have a good show planned for today. It's not a lot of stuff from compilations like we've been doing for the past few weeks, but more just stuff I've found through looking in lists of music from these genres, jangle pop and twee pop and indie things, and just stuff I found throughout the week. And then towards the end, some of my favorites that I haven't really played on the show. I think sometimes the songs that I love the most by these artists I don't play because I either think I already played it or don't want to, or maybe at the beginning I didn't want to get these out of the way too quickly by playing them. And not that I can't play them again, but I'm excited to just go ahead and play some of these songs towards the end that I really am listening to often. So. Before that, we'll start with some of the stuff I found throughout the week. So this is a song that I was really surprised that I hadn't heard before, and I really enjoyed it a lot, and I've listened to it a bunch of times this week. So this is God Star by Psychic TV.
Thank you.
All right, that was 24 by Game Theory, Dragonfly by Shaq, Sweetheart by Died Pretty, and we started with Godstar by Psychic TV. And just at the end there, I was trying to remember what that quotation is, that guitar thing they strummed at the end. I'm thinking something Beatles or some 60s, like folk rock or something, but maybe I'll remember. Anyway, a few things to say about all this. First, 24 is one of Game Theory's more popular songs, and 24, interesting fact, the Game Theory course at Tufts is Ec 24. So, you know, I don't know if there's any Game Theory fans in the economic department, you know, the band Game Theory. I'm sure there's Game Theory as a discipline fans. Another fun fact is I've taken that course, and it was too difficult, I'll say. I was probably not the most prepared for it. Before that, Dragonfly and Sweetheart just kind of made me want to listen to Lloyd Cole, which I've played before, but also some great songs from, actually one of those was off one of those compilations I've been playing, 25 Years of Marina Records, Godstar. So Psychic TV is a band that I really didn't know much about until this week, but it's fronted by Genesis P. Orridge, famously associated with many different sort of underground genres of the late 70s and 80s and you know, beyond. Started out in Throbbing Gristle, which early industrial music, and then was involved in, you know, had connections to the neo-folk scene, had connections to more experimental pop groups like Psychic TV, very just well-rounded in the music world, and they are missed. But moving on, I'm going to go to a couple Robert Forster and Go-Between songs, which I love to play on here, and then some Hefner, some Allo Darlin, some Australian Twee, some Denim, and some more after that, and it'll be great. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Leave Here Satisfied by Robert Forster.
Found myself in an empty house, calling out, is anyone there? Someone must be here somewhere. No one stepped up at all, no one I could see. No one tapped my shoulder and said, it's me. I just wanted to run and hide. That can come when a party ends. He said they're gone. I asked him long. No, he said not long at all. This place, as sad as a gambler's face, every impulse in me said run. There was dust on the piano keys, dust on the backyard trees, dust on the door locks, but not on me. really don't care. None of my books now stand there. What are you now? What are you now? What are you now, my friend? And I just wanted to run and hide. Fell a drop of water deep down inside. I can go, but I won't leave here satisfied. I wouldn't leave here satisfied. Visitations hit me like a blast. If you put a detector to the past, would it pick out the good bits that were lost? I think so. You can't let me know where you're. We'll be right back.
mind you once had. From time down to mine, that time was bad. So I knew where I was, alone.
Thank you. so much to lose.
To say farewell to my pride again, I remember how it was back then.
Welcome back, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio on Jangle Heaven, or Jangle Heaven's on that. You just listened to My Heart is a Drummer by Alla Darling, and Dreaming also by Alla Darling. Before that was The Heart of Portland by Hefner, Cattle and Cane by The Go-Betweens, and Leave Here Satisfied by Robert Forster, a member of The Go-Betweens. Well, I wanted to say after that first song, Leave Here Satisfied, I was sitting here thinking, wow, this piano and some of the other stuff on here really sounds like Nick Cave, only to look it up and realize that Mick Harvey produced the album. So he, you know, frequent Nick Cave collaborator. So that was no, I don't know, it was just interesting to find that out. Cattle and Cane's really a classic. And Alla Darling, I first listened to them a long time ago, and I was kind of put off by the extensive use of ukulele on this album. But those songs that I played are I really enjoy, and I have come around on some of the other songs on their debut. Actually, I don't know. Yeah, they do have some other. They have a bunch of albums. Yeah, so we can carry on here, but I'm going to read a PSA first. So. This is a PSA, a show promo for March 3rd, 2023. That's today. We know what you might be thinking. I have no plans for Friday, March 3rd, 2023. What could I possibly do? Well, you're in luck. You can see your favorite local Tufts bands on stage live at 51 Winthrop. Get ready to listen to the groovy tunes of Roman Barton Sherman, Chowder, Systemic Flow, Huh, Plum Island, and Toolbox. This is a students-only event, so if you're a jumbo, feel free to stop on by. Don't spend your Friday night alone. Come to 51 Winthrop at 7:30 on Friday, March 3rd, and get ready to rock. Be there or be square. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry, I'm sniffling through that. I have a bit of a cold. But please come. I will be playing. My band will be performing towards the end of the night at around 10. It'll really be great, so please show up. For the rest of the show, about 15 minutes or so, I'm going to play whatever of these songs that I've picked out for the rest of it can fit in. So I think I'll start with Goodbye Dreaming Fields by Martin Newell, who is the man behind The Cleaners from Venus. Enjoy.
Yeah. say, between the towers, to see that dark turquoise that comes in from the top.
Hello, we are Denim. We welcome you to Denim on Ice.
And there's a